Hello, and welcome to your new self-hypnosis program. My name is James Michael Junta, and I will be your guide. This program is designed to help you make the changes necessary to achieve your goals. Hypnosis works directly with the subconscious, using your own abilities and skills and accumulated wisdom and imagination to guide you toward your conscious desires. In order to use this program to your best advantage, you need only to sit or lie down in a comfortable, relaxed, and passive position, in a quiet and safe environment, and listen to the program with the intention of letting the best ideas and suggestions work for you. You will remain in control at all times, and you'll be able to end your trance at any time you wish. However, you'll be so comfortable that you'll find much more pleasure in going along with the program. Don't listen to this program while driving or as a passenger in a car or while operating equipment. Sit back now, relax, and be attentive to my voice and any images and sensations that come to mind. We begin now as you take a nice, deep breath, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Notice that your body is settling down now. You might need to shift a little bit until you find your most comfortable position. Allow your limbs to rest comfortably without crossing your legs or allowing your hands to touch each other. Good. Notice now that your breathing has settled into a comfortable rhythm. Notice your breathing. Notice that your heart rate has settled and is in a comfortable rhythm. Imagine your blood flowing through all the vessels of your body, the heart, the veins, and arteries. If you scan your body right now mentally, you might be able to feel your pulse in certain areas. Notice your pulse now. This is proof that your subconscious mind is taking care of you, regulating your breathing and heart rate, body temperature, respiration, and all of the many other processes that keep you alive. Your subconscious mind never sleeps and is always taking care of you. It has done this all your life. In a few moments, your subconscious mind will come to the forefront in order to consider some new ideas and learn to care for you in even better ways than before. Take a moment to relax. Keep your eyes closed. Imagine or pretend that your eyes have become so relaxed, so completely relaxed. Pretend or imagine that your eyes have become so completely relaxed that you just can't open them, even if you wanted to. Now take that relaxation and in one smooth motion, spread it throughout your body right now in deep sleep. Now I'm going to ask you to concentrate on your breathing for a few moments. But I wonder if you can imagine a very strange idea. A very strange idea indeed. I wonder if you can imagine that you can actually breathe through your fingertips. Just imagine that rather strange idea that you can actually breathe in through your fingertips. Imagine that you can feel the air moving into your hands, quite slowly at first, just with a faint tingling sensation, which you might feel on the back of your hands, or perhaps in your palms. And then just imagine that feeling moving slowly along your arms, through your elbows. Just imagine that comforting flow of air moving through your elbows, into your upper arms, and then into your shoulders. Both arms, both shoulders, maybe finding again that faint tingling sensation, perhaps in your elbows or forearms this time. Then moving down through the body, down into your legs, and through the thighs, through the knees into your shins and calves. And again, you might feel that faint tingling sensation, just there, just below your knees, then down through your ankles and into your feet, and out through the feet. And you can find a great deal of calmness and easiness in that rather strange idea that you can breathe in through your fingers, that you can actually feel the air moving through your whole body in one single, warming, comforting, unidirectional flow. And because it is a unidirectional flow of air, moving through your whole body in one single comforting flow, the calmness and relaxation you breathe in simply doesn't get involved with the tensions and stresses that you breathe away from yourself. The calmness and relaxation that you breathe in simply doesn't get involved with the tensions and anxieties that you breathe away from yourself. So that with each breath you take, with each word I speak, you find yourself becoming steadily more and more relaxed. With each breath you take, with each word I speak, you become steadily more and more relaxed. Beginning now, perhaps, to notice the weight of your head against the back of the chair, wondering if that weight might seem to gently increase as you relax even more. The weight of your feet resting down, wondering if that weight too might seem to gently increase, even as you think about it. And some people can find that sensation of total relaxation that feels as if they are actually beginning to sink gently through the chair. Actually beginning to sink gently through the chair. So that it seems almost as if the chair is beginning to envelop you. You are so relaxed. A good feeling. A feeling of great calmness and safety. Great calmness that increases with each breath you take, with each word I speak, as you continue to breathe in through your fingers, allowing that comforting, warming, relaxing flow of air to move through your whole body and out through your feet. And this is something you can do for yourself whenever you want to. Simply settle yourself into a comfortable position with your eyes closed. Then simply imagine yourself breathing in through your fingers. Imagine that flow of air comforting and relaxing every part of your body. Then breathing out through your feet. And each time you breathe out, just say to yourself, relax now. Just saying, relax now to yourself, with each breath you breathe, will act as a trigger to your subconscious mind. And on the fourth time you say it, on the fourth time you say it, you'll find yourself to be more relaxed than you've ever been before. With every breath you take, you may find yourself becoming more and more relaxed. It is possible to allow yourself to give yourself permission each time you take a breath. Inhaling, then exhaling, you can let go deeper and deeper, going deeper now, just as you would descend on an escalator, in control of your actions, deciding the best way to go down deeper. You can allow yourself to go deeper and deeper. With every breath you take, inhaling and exhaling, you can allow yourself to go deeper and deeper, deeper to the place where you know your mind is more sensitive to the ideas that you know will do the greatest good for you. Go to that place now and go deeper now. Just let your eyes remain closed and let your mind drift where it will. You are aware of everything, and yet you're not aware. You can listen with your subconscious mind, while your conscious mind can wander far away and not listening. Your conscious mind far away, not listening. Your subconscious mind is awake now, and listening, and fully in control, and hearing everything while your conscious mind remains very relaxed and peaceful. You can relax peacefully because your subconscious mind is taking charge. And when this happens, you allow yourself to let your subconscious do all the listening. Your subconscious mind knows, and because your subconscious mind knows, your conscious mind does not need to know and can stay asleep, just wandering off in the distance, and not mind while your subconscious mind stays wide awake. You have much potential in your subconscious mind which you don't have in your conscious mind. You can remember everything that has happened with your subconscious mind, but you cannot remember everything with your conscious mind. You can forget so easily, and with forgetting certain things, you can remember other things. Remembering what you need to remember, and forgetting what you can forget. It does not matter if you forget. You need not remember what you can forget. Your subconscious mind remembers everything that you need to know, and you can let your subconscious mind listen and remember while your conscious mind sleeps and forgets. Keep your eyes closed now and listen with your subconscious mind, and when you're listening very, very carefully, your conscious mind will not mind what it forgets, because your subconscious mind will remember what it has forgotten. As you continue to listen to me with your subconscious mind, your conscious mind sleeps deeper and deeper, and deeper and deeper. Let your conscious mind stay deeply asleep, and let your subconscious mind listen to me. And so, as you relax, I can wonder what the great master hypnotist would say to you now. Because he often had his clients relax, and he spoke to them of many things, while they drifted into a deep trance, and became aware of things that otherwise would go overlooked, or ignored, or hidden from view. Because he almost seemed to see into their minds, to see through them, into them, where they kept hidden their secret hopes, dreams, and fears. And he knew what to say, what to do, to help them learn to use their hidden talents, their hidden knowledge, to get them to face what they tried to ignore, to get them to do what they needed to do, but would rather pretend they could not. He always found some way around their usual ways of hiding by telling them stories about things he knew or about childhood experiences, full of symbols and signs. And they always knew that he was talking to them, showing them things, teaching them things that they needed to know, but didn't know they knew, or knew but were saying no to, even though it was not new to them. And so, I imagine he would talk to you about the unconscious mind, those thoughts and ideas that come into view as you relax and begin to become aware that somewhere in there are memories and learnings, and things you know, and things you can do. If only he were here to talk to you, because I don't know, but you do know, the things he might say, the things he might do, to point out to you those memories and abilities, to help you decide what to do and how. A wise old man who was not afraid to help others see themselves, to help others accept responsibility for doing what was right. A wise old man who could talk to you about what you knew as a child, running and playing or watching clouds, how hard it was to learn those things, to resist some things, to do the right things, and how good it felt when you felt or knew that you were in charge of you. But I'll save my stories, and you can save yours, for those times at night, drifting in dreams, when the mind relaxes and images flow, and knowing occurs that changes things, that reveal things unseen and unheard before. And in some unknown way, you'll know that he knew and said to you what you needed to hear, what you needed to know, because something changes, rearranges, in the mind's eye view, and you begin to do things differently, to experience things differently, to face things differently, to be able to do what you could not do before. You know, and I know, that you know that it all belongs to you. To hold on or to let go, to move on or to stay put, to put on or to take off on your own, or to change those things that you do, to avoid doing what you need to do, to change what is happening to you, within you, around you, because it all belongs to you. Each time you go into hypnosis, you'll go into it much easier and much deeper. And whenever I suggest deep sleep, you'll go into a very deep hypnotic state. I repeat, when I suggest deep sleep, you'll go into a very deep hypnotic state. Each time I suggest deep sleep, you'll sleep quickly, soundly, and deeply, and your physical body will relax. Now, anytime you want to get back into this deep hypnotic state, all you'll have to do is think of your favorite number. Touch two fingers together on one hand and take two deep breaths. Now, think of your special number. See it, hear it, and feel it. Touch two fingers together on one hand and take two deep breaths, in through your nose and out through your mouth. Now let your body go loose and limp and go deep into hypnosis and deep sleep. The next time you listen to this program, or whenever I suggest deep sleep, you can allow yourself to become 10 times more deeply relaxed than you are now. and the ideas and suggestions that you hear then will go 10 times deeper into your mind. If it's time now to go to sleep, just drift off to sleep right now, and you will sleep wonderfully, absolutely wonderfully. If you have to awaken now, then listen to the sound of my voice, and in a few moments I will awaken you. In a moment, when you awaken and become fully alert, you will feel very relaxed and very refreshed all over. You will feel alive and alert, very refreshed, full of energy. You will feel just fantastic. You'll keep on feeling relaxed and great all the rest of today, and all this evening. Tonight, when you are ready to go to sleep, you will sleep like a log all night long. And the first thing you know, it will be morning, and you will awaken feeling on top of the world. In a moment, I will count to 5, and if it's your time to awaken, then at the count of 5, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake and feeling great, feeling relaxed, refreshed. Your mind will be clear and alert. You'll feel wonderful in every way, feeling just terrific. 1. You're starting to emerge from hypnosis. 2. Feeling wonderful in every way. 3. Your mind is clear and alert. 4. Eyes starting to open now. 5. Eyes wide open, fully awake now and feeling fine in every way. It feels so good. Eyes open all the way back. Welcome back.